I know you missed us. It's the TBH Podcast with Shayla and Abo.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Yeah, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids, we clowning and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings in. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we number one.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
I said, man, hold up, I done came down, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we bout to clown. I'm pouring up my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
It's Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
Yeah, ho.
It's about goddamn time, nigga.
I had to log off the shit because it's been a while.
Oh yeah, it has been a motherfucking minute. We've been practicing social distancing
via podcast. Like before the shit even came out, we was practicing social distancing. I ain't talked to this bitch in 3 weeks.
Nigga, I just talked to you the other day. I called you.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What was we talking about?
It was Saturday. You had just woke up. We was talking about them niggas all up in our phones. And
I remember now. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Even during the corona.
I know. Wait till it leave. Are you for real?
These niggas ain't shit. Even during the Rona.
He told me wait when it go away like it's a motherfucking. I don't even know. Like it's a cold when it goes away.
Like it's like a season. Like after the
season. Yeah. Holidays pass or something.
Yeah, these niggas ain't shit. Even during the Rona.
Tender Rona.
Then, so I was trying to make sure, like all the people that I really care about, you know, making sure that, you know, how do I say this nicely?
I don't know. Don't say it nicely. Just say it.
The dumbass niggas.
Okay.
I'm trying to make sure the dumbass niggas straight, because all they doing is sitting around and making up these conspiracy theories, and they scaring themselves and probably their whole families. So I'm trying to make sure these folks is educated, making sure they got, you know, the stuff that they need. But these niggas is on Facebook talking about martial law. And ain't they talking, they spelling it like Marshall Mathers?
Yeah, like Eminem.
Niggas. I'm sick of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm sick of y'all.
A lot of just shit going on with the Rona.
Yeah, I was trying to make sure my hood bae got his. I was like, you got your quarantine kits ready? Like, you got your quarantine snacks? This nigga.
Hood bae out there living his best life.
This nigga is doing the utmost. This nigga said, yeah, I got my bacteria. I said, wait a minute. I said, what kind of bacteria you got?
His bacteria?
He said he got his bacteria. I said, what kind of bacteria you got? That, is you contagious? He said, no.
Bacterial.
Mm-hmm. He said, I got my Lamisol. I said, nigga.
What's that?
I said, I know damn well you ain't trying to say Lysol. He said, well, whatever the fuck the shit is, my Lamisol. I said, nigga.
At least he got it. Shit. Goddamn.
Man. I don't know what I'm doing. But
once you in the house and it's disinfected, why y'all need 20 bottles of Lysol? Like, if it's disinfected and you don't go nowhere, what's supposed to happen?
So I think these are people, we're starting to see the people that don't clean their homes on a regular.
Nigga, like, I posted on Facebook. I said, y'all don't clean.
Yeah, we're starting to see the people that don't clean their homes on a regular. All the people that went out and bought up all the cleaning sprays and all the toilet tissue and shit like that. These are people that don't clean their homes on a regular. Like, how do you not have anything to clean with that you got to go to the store and buy 20 bottles of something?
Right.
Like, I don't stockpile cleaning supplies, but I have cleaning supplies readily available to me. And you can't tell me that these people is just out there buying this, you know, just for like this one time because they think they're going to be in the house quarantined for a month. You can't tell me that. There's no reason for it. I didn't have bottles of Lysol. I didn't have cans of Lysol since I moved in here. And I've been here since December. So Lysol don't run out in a month.
No.
Yeah, these is niggas that just don't, these are people that don't clean regularly. That's going out buying up all the stuff.
It's just a lot of, all we can do is read up on what they're telling. We don't know nothing about this shit. They're telling us what they're not giving us all the information naturally because that's how the government and the media works. But what I do know is if y'all took some type of lab, even in high school, junior high, y'all with these gloves, I need y'all to stop being stupid.
Okay, wait a minute. What's wrong? What you mean by the glove? What you talking about?
You can't, you wear a glove, right? Mm-hmm. So they come in the store. I'm in the Walmart, you know, working. I have a Walmart on my route. So when the doors open, it's like Black Friday because I'm there at 7 when they open the doors. Right?
Okay.
They come in with their gloves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, first of all, you got your hands on the boogie. Okay. So then you grabbing shit off the shelves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull your phone out your pocket and touch your screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the phone up to your face, right? You just contaminating every goddamn. Then you get in your car with the gloves on after you done been in the store touching on these nasty shelves, right? You're making it worse.
So
you have to constantly change gloves if you're going to top.
You would have to. So me, I'm one of those people that wear gloves out, and I thought the same thing too, but this is what I do. So I do wear my gloves out, and I do go to the stores with gloves on simply because, you know, until this came out, I'm saying in general, until this came out, most people don't realize how much stuff they touch.
Right.
Me personally, you ain't gonna never catch me I never touch, like, at the stores. I never touch those pen pad things with my fingertips. Mm-hmm. I always touch them with my knuckles. I don't even touch the pen because I don't know how often those things get wiped down. Like, I was doing it at the store and the lady was like, oh, she said, those are the woes of having long fingernails, and my nails were long. And I was like, no, I said, if I'm going to touch my face or my mouth or something or my eyes or my nose, I said, the first part of my hand that's going to touch it is normally my fingertips. I said, so I don't want to put my fingertips on here. I'm touching it with my knuckles. But I got my hand sanitizer out in the car. But back to this glove shit. I do wear my gloves out. I do touch everything in the store with my gloves on before I bring this shit in my house. I wipe all of that shit down before it comes in my house. I've been leaving my kids at the house because I'm just going right down the street. So I will have them, like, when I pull up, they got gloves on too. And I was like, hey, spray my purse down, wipe my phone down, because during the time that I'm out, I probably did touch my phone. Wipe my phone down and wipe my keys off and hang them up. I'm not playing with the Rona, okay? I'm not playing at all.
You shouldn't, but I just need them to just... Then you take your mask off to answer the phone. That defeats the purpose. Yes. So you don't, they don't sound nothing. Like that kind of stuff, you touch your money they're just not, it just feels safe to them, and mentally that might work, but scientifically, whatever, they're cross-contaminating all kind of shit.
Right. If you ain't going to go all the way, then don't wear them. There's no point if you're not going to go all the way. Like I said, I went to the store yesterday and I came back with I had like a gallon of milk. I had a box of brownie mix and I wiped all of that shit down before I bought it in my house. Like, my groceries sit on the porch. and I wipe them down, and then I bring them in my house.
That's great. I saw a lady after I stocked. I don't wear gloves at work because, like, we have work gloves. They're not comfortable for me. So I stocked some chips, and the lady, her hands were full, so she put the bag of chips in her mouth, like, at the top. I said, first of all, I'm not the first person that touched it. It went through machines, and it was in a box, and who knows what else before. Go ahead. Before I touched it. But yeah.
That is so nasty. That's like. Yeah,
she put it in her mouth, dude.
That's disgusting. That's like those people that don't wipe the soda cans off before they drink out of them. Like, yeah. Don't you know that these sit in warehouses somewhere where they have dust and roaches and rats that probably piss on them? I don't remember where, it was a long time ago, but I had read an article about somebody dying because whatever chemicals are in rat piss are very toxic to humans. And they died. Yeah, they died after they had drank out of a can that had rat piss on it.
Mm-hmm. Rats are, especially dead rats, are toxic to us. It could cause some type of liver disease or something like that if you breathe in, inhale dead rat fumes or whatever. That's why I quit Family Dollar, but that's neither here nor there.
They had the rats?
Yeah, they had them. They were renovating a shopping center, and they were coming from everywhere. We didn't have them at first, and then they just start messing with shit. Man, them motherfucking rats. I saw one commit suicide. I'm gonna jump off the top of this top shelf thing. They were like tiptoeing. We had like extension cords running to the back of the warehouse because that's where our quote unquote break room was. Tiptoeing on the extension cords, like, it was just disgusting. And they were dying, and they were smelling, and they were like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to." The exterminator was like, "Yeah, y'all are gonna have to clean the shelves and clean the pee up." I said, "Who?
Who is y'all? This y'all store."
Well, it was the exterminator. It wasn't his store. He was like, "Yes, yeah, either you."
The exterminator said that. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, "I'm not doing that."
I thought you said the dollar store folks.
I mean, they wouldn't gonna come do it either, so I would have had to do it. Shit, who?
Shit, no man.
Nah. I'm not cleaning no rat pee. What I look like? That shit stink. And then it was like, yeah, they were like dying in the walls, and it was like super cold. So like the cold with that smell was like a stale, dead rat smell. It was so disgusting. My people were like threatening to leave because they were like, "Ah, we can't take the smell." You could smell it walking in the front door. It was so bad.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's actually pretty common in a lot of, I mean, Walmart and stuff. They have rats too, but they control there. Yeah, I mean, you can't help it, but for infestation, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
So, anyways, y'all do better with this Rona. I'm not taking it as seriously as others are because I cannot quarantine because of my job. It's, I guess, considered essential. But, so mentally, I can't take it serious or I'm going to freak out and not get paid. And somebody got to be around here working.
Well, the thing is, if you freak out, so freaking out isn't going to do anything. I feel like most jobs can continue now. I don't understand why your job is essential. Maybe because people need food. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, nigga. Duh. But
I don't see that as essential. Like, y'all can do something else. I don't see that as. When I think of essential, like, we are in the middle of a fucking pandemic. So when I think of essential, I think of, you know, medicine. That's what I think of. Like, there's no reason that McDonald's people have to be at work right now. Other than the fact that people don't want to cook. I understand that. But I think the only way that we're truly going to get the upper hand on the virus is if people stay the fuck at home.
Yep.
So,
but how are you going to do that? Like,
there are ways.
How many grocery store runs can these people go on?
Right. I ain't been to the store since Saturday.
Like, I mean, right now, like, we eating burgers tonight, so Bae went to get some cheese because we out of cheese. Well, specifically, she wanted Pepper Jack. So, like, the normal stuff you, like, would run out of, like, oh, man, we ran out of milk. because milk expires, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. So that can't last 2 months.
Right.
Like, over, and like we keep a deep freeze of meat and stuff. But like to constantly go in a store every time a store stocks some toilet paper and buy toilet paper, that's just ridiculous.
Mental illness.
And paper towels and Lysol. Like, how much of this, the shit that you don't need a lot of, do you really need to go buy?
Mental illness.
This man was like, hey, where's the toilet paper aisle? I said, this is the toilet paper aisle. There was nothing there. I was like, this is it right here, sir. Like, when Target is out of toilet paper, you know, I mean, Target is bigger here than probably, you know, most places. Because my mom was like, she hasn't been to Target in years. When Target is literally out of everything, like, Target is probably my emptiest store when it comes to chips. Why?
Right.
Like, what are we doing? I don't know. But yeah, I have to go to work because my job is in as an aisle in a grocery store, and that's an essential business. I'm assuming that's why. I really don't know.
I feel like...
But we're running out of chips. That's the problem. Yeah,
running out of chips is a national emergency. Bitch, I ain't ate a bag of chips since they started this shit.
Yeah. No, like, our orders are cut. Like, I don't know if they can't make them fast enough or if they gotta, you know, ration them out, but like, we're not getting a lot of product for whatever reason. Shelves are disgusting. They're just empty. Like, it's really crazy. Like, they're snatching them out the boxes and shit as we're stocking them. Like, it's really crazy.
Yeah, like, I almost had to buy some Glacier Ranch Great Value Doritos because took all the real Doritos.
You better eat them Glacier Ranches.
Man, I'm not finna eat that shit. They probably don't even crunch.
Don't their bags be flat?
They are. They're weird.
Yeah.
It ain't even dark blue. It's like powder blue. I was like, bitch, I don't want these fake ass Cool Ranch Doritos.
Well, you off of work. Why did they let y'all off? Because when we talked Saturday, you were still having to go to work. And today's right. Monday.
So I don't know what. So, okay. So in Louisiana, the governor put us on a stay-at-home order that starts today at 5. And I was looking more into the stay-at-home order. This shit is stupid. This is the stupidest shit I ever seen in my fucking life.
Okay, why?
Okay, so first of all, when you think of a stay-at-home order, what the fuck do you think that means?
To stay at home.
Bitch, it means the total opposite. You can still go to the grocery store. You can still go to McDonald's or any drive-through restaurant or order for food from a restaurant that has a drive-through pickup or delivery.
They're cross-contaminating there too, wearing gloves on the drive-through, touching money and giving you.
Yes, food. Yes, absolutely. You can still go to the pharmacy. You can still go to the gas station and the convenience store.
And the bank.
And the bank, yes. Drive-through only though. You can still go to the bank.
They let my mom in the other day, but they didn't want to. But she had to do paperwork with she had to do a wire transfer to Germany, so she had to go in. They didn't want to let her in though.
Yeah. You can do you can go outside for a walk with you can walk your pet, so you can go outside for a walk or to jog. To exercise, but you just have to be 6 feet away from people. That's not a stay at home order. That sounds more like social distancing to me.
Yeah.
So that doesn't scream stay at home to me. It screams like a more disciplined social distancing policy.
It's a stricter one. So why are the barbershops closed? Like, they can't take like two people at a time or something like that? Or is it close contact?
Right. I think it's because of the close contact. You can't cut somebody's hair 6 feet away.
So, okay. You can't check somebody out 6 feet away either.
You can't what?
Check somebody out at a grocery store 6 feet away either.
That's true. That's true. But I don't know. I don't know.
They don't know either.
They don't. They really don't. They closed down the barbershop. Well, I don't know if they closed the barbershops here. I seen one today that was still open. But like a lot of the nail salons, they had to close regardless because they can only keep 10 people in there at a time. And half of them, you know, they whole family's working in there. It's more than 10 of them in there.
Maybe about 40 of them motherfuckers. I can't wait to see y'all.
Yeah, they all ride together in one van.
I can't wait to see y'all with no haircuts.
Good. Ooh, these niggas finna be looking rough.
Shout out to my coworker. He gets a haircut every week.
I ordered all of my bundles and my wigs before the Rona hit, so I'm good.
This nigga said she ordered. Did it come in already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you good then? I don't go nowhere to get nothing done. Other than my chiropractor. I don't know if they open or not, but.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I don't know why they told us not to come to work.
Oh.
They said that only the military could come right now and the civilians had to stay at home.
The liquor stores are open too. That's essential than the motherfucker.
That is very essential. I need the liquor store to be open.
Yeah. Yeah. So you getting paid to stay at home. I know you bored out your goddamn mind.
Actually, it has not been that bad. I have been exploring other options. You know, like the Rona I can't stay at home, even though I'm getting paid. Like, what? There's so many people that are, you know, probably going to be forced to go home without pay in the future if this doesn't, you know, keep up. So I have to try to figure out what I can do to keep money in my pockets, keep food on my table. You know, if I was put in a position, I'm not going to wait for it to happen. So I've been brushing up on some skills. I done crocheted some hair up in my daughter's head. I done did some box braids and Buddha hair. The pony just left from over here. I did some cornrows for her. I've been working. Okay.
Well, I want some box braids.
Okay, I've been working. You have hair like my daughter, very fine hair. And I don't know if some box braids are going to fit, okay? You're going to be looking like Emily.
I've had box braids before. I'll send you the picture. Thank you.
Really? And they stayed? They didn't slide?
No, they didn't. Well, my hair was way thicker back then, so that might be why.
Okay. I've been practicing my skills, so.
Okay, well.
If I have to, I can braid hair on the back porch.
Yeah, because y'all not coming in.
Yeah, I can braid hair on the back porch.
Y'all are not coming in the house.
Yeah, no. I can braid hair on the back porch. I don't want all that fucking hair in my house anyway. I've been doing Buddha hair on the back. It's pretty outside.
Okay. Well, it's cloudy here, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, Corona, Tenderona, ruined your birthday.
It did.
And that sucks.
It did. I'm very upset about that.
My homegirl still went to Houston a couple weekends ago. I was like, okay.
We should have went. I think we should have went, but we didn't.
I think around that time, though, that the cases were picking up there, weren't they? Kind of.
They were picking up, and they had already decided that they were going to cancel like schools and some major events, but they wasn't going to start canceling them until that Monday. So we probably would have been okay, but I'm still kind of leery. Like, maybe we could have gotten exposed to some shit. And it was like one thing after another. Like, I was dodging hurdles, you know, to be able to go. Like, at first they told us on Thursday, the day before I got ready to leave, they told us that military could not travel 100 miles out of 100 miles away from Fort Polk. And I was like, well, I said, well, what does that mean about, you know, us? And they was like, we can't tell you not to go, but we advise you not to go. If you go and you are exposed to it after we advised you not to go and you get it and you come back, you're going to be at home for 2 weeks with no pay. If you don't have, you know, 2 weeks worth of leave. And I was like, shit. So that had me worried at first. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going. And then maybe like, I say 10 o'clock Friday morning, they sent us a message saying nobody could go 100 miles away from post. And I was like, bitch, are you serious? So, I mean, the Rona fucked me up. The Rona got me messed up. I still can't listen to a Drew Hill song or an Avant song or Genuine or H-Town song because I'm still upset about not being able to go. And I still ain't got my money back for them tickets.
Did they cancel the show or no?
No, but I purchased ticket. I purchased the event insurance.
Oh, okay.
Just in case something happened. And when I filed my claim, I let them know why we purchased the insurance. Why we wanted our money back, why we wasn't going to go. And because I couldn't find nobody to buy the tickets at the last minute. So hopefully. They say it takes 10 days to, like, investigate and all this other shit. So hopefully they'll give us our money back, but I'm very upset about it still. We were able to push our Airbnb reservation back, but we don't even know. We found something else to do, like in May, but the rate this shit is going, we don't even know if this is going to be over in May. So we just opted to just cancel everything and try again after the world went back to normal.
If it don't end. Why right. People act like they lights going out, though? Like, they buying books and shit? Like, what y'all think?
It's like Y2K all over again.
Yeah, like generators and stuff. They buying ammo here. I was like, the purge about to happen. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I seen that. It was like, y'all need to buy guns and ammo. And I was like, man, I need them. I'm getting a motherfucking AK. I'm shooting anything to come through my door.
You gonna get an AK?
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
get a gun, I want an assault rifle.
You want a what?
If I get a gun, I want an assault rifle.
Okay.
Let these niggas know that I do what I got to do in order to make a motherfucker stop existing.
I'm gonna just get a bone. What you want? A orange? You buy oranges? Can he have an orange? Yes. Those ain't. Try to get that
bite. Them out, oranges?
Girl, for the kids. No, I don't feed him no oranges.
Oh.
They got snack limits around here, so I have to make sure that these snacks are okay, because they'll snack your ass to death.
I understand that. I had a discussion with my kids earlier. I said, I never lived. I said, my daddy never raised me or my brothers to where we had to ask for things that weren't in the house. You know, I said, you know what you can and cannot have. No, you can't have no wine. No, you can't have my daiquiri. You know, stuff like that. Or if I go out and I specifically buy something that, you know, for me, then no. I said, I don't want you guys to grow up in an environment where you gotta ask for shit that's in the house.
But you know, kid, I think some kids overdo it. Like they eat a whole.
They do. So I told them that. I said, but you know, you can have anything that I buy in this house, and you don't have to ask me if you can have it. I said, just be mindful of, you know, the things that you eating, and try to eat in moderation. Now, young kids, they don't understand that. But my children are older.
Well, Bay made a box, and every day, whatever snacks you can have for the day are in there. If they when they're gone, they're gone. If you want to yell them at once, that's your business. But when they're gone, they're gone.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been working out. So
okay.
You know. But they're younger. They're not, you know.
Yeah, they're younger. Like my kids are teenagers. So I was like, you know, I said I don't want y'all to grow up in a house to where you got to think where you got to ask for shit. If I bought it, you can have it as long as it's, you know, as long as it's for you to have. No, I said, no, you can't have none of my wine. No, you can't have that gallon of daiquiri that I got in the back of the freezer.
You got a gallon of daiquiri in the back of the freezer?
Well, I got a half gallon, yeah. I done drunk some of it.
Dang, I need to make a trip. Anyways, I'm sorry your birthday was ruined or whatever.
It was, but I'm still 33. I still look good, and I'm still living, so I'm happy enough. It's fine.
And your book dropped on our little hiatus too.
Whoop whoop! Yes, it did.
So you know you could be right now while you off.
I'm gonna do some tomorrow probably. I ain't gonna do no writing today. I'm gonna get drunk and on this podcast.
I'm drinking now.
I'm drinking too.
What are you drinking?
I got a Bitchinator.
Okay. Well, I'm still ready to drink.
A Bitchinator is the strongest drink that they sell at the daiquiri station. And it's literally a lemonade, which tastes like frozen lemonade, and a bitch slap, which I don't know what's in it, but mixed together.
Okay. I haven't been to daiquiri station in a while.
Yeah, that's like my go-to. I like tailgaters. I went with a friend, like a guy we went out to drink and to eat and to talk about life last weekend. And I had the kid that was working at the place. I said, what's the strongest drink y'all got here? And he was like, oh, it's something that I made up. And he was telling me, he was like, it's Gatorade, liquid Viagra, and all these different flavors mixed together. And I said, that shit sound nasty as fuck. make me one and let me taste it. And it was really good. It was so good, I went back the next day to get another one. That shit was good. Mm-mm. I said, that shit sound nasty as fuck. Make me one and let me taste it.
You should have told me to give you a sample. You done bought the whole damn cup.
Well, that's what I meant. He's like, I'll make it for you and let you sample it. And I was like, yes, okay, do it. I said, this shit sound nasty as fuck. And if it's nasty, I said, I'm going to throw this at you. But it was really good.
You are so stupid. This nigga. Have you had any bitch ass niggas in your life here lately? Like, what's been going on, nigga? Like, we talked, but not really.
Oh my gosh! So, I was fooling around on Snapchat the other day, and I've noticed that number one, ain't nobody wife text or called me. And since the corona shit has happened, because everybody's staying at home. And so I was fucking around on Snap the other day, and I was like, tell me secrets on YOLO. And somebody said, I want to eat the booty like groceries. Your and booty? I said, y'all, I don't know who booty they talking about. I don't know if they're talking about my booty or somebody else's booty. And I was like, y'all niggas eating booty during the Rona? Like, fucking is the farthest thing from my mind right now. Even though, I mean,
I can't agree.
If I can't, well, bitch, I don't have live-in ass, okay?
That's true.
You got it right there.
I do.
I don't. And there's no booty in the city of Leesville. Yeah, I said it. So if you live in Leesville and you listen to this, I am not interested in you, okay? So there's no booty in the city limits.
Plus, she got roaches.
I'm just saying.
She got roaches anyway.
Yeah, I got roaches. And my house is dirty. And my stove is ugly.
Hmm?
I didn't hear that one. I told you all this shit.
Not the stove being ugly.
Good, yeah. My stove ugly, good.
Girl.
So, but you know, niggas don't care. They gonna fuck if you got roaches.
The ones with the high plates.
You know niggas don't care. They gonna fuck if you got roaches. They don't care. You can have coochie roaches. They still gonna fuck.
Coochie roaches. Ew. What you eating?
Niggas do not care. So no.
Oh, that's your cup, remember?
That's my cup. Niggas don't care.
So, no. The only, you know, situation I've had is the one I screenshot and sent to you.
These niggas are ridiculous. Like, do y'all ever chill?
When the Rona is over.
Do y'all ever chill, like, at all?
Who says that? You're locked up with your girlfriend. But when it's over and you come in town.
Can I get some?
Can I get some? Girl.
No, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how people do that. Like, I've been in. So I'm not gonna lie. I've been in relationships where I felt like it was, you know, kind of boring me, and I felt like it wasn't gonna work out, or I knew I didn't want to be there for the long run, and I stayed because. I guess I stayed to put myself in a better position so that when I left, I was not dependent on that person, of which I've never been dependent on a man. But I do use these niggas from time to time to get the things that I want.
Okay. I don't think that's the case with him, though. I don't think he's unhappy.
So that's what I don't understand. Like, why are you even in somebody else's inbox like that? If you're happy at home, or is niggas or no niggas happy at home, I don't understand that. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
And what people can't seem to realize with me is that I'm a changed woman, okay?
Yeah, she a hoe. She's a reformed hoe.
I'm a reformed hoe, okay?
Rehabilitated hoe.
And I'm not trying to die, okay?
Yeah.
It ain't worth it, okay? Goddamn. I don't think they believe me. I don't understand.
They probably trying to prove a point. Maybe they don't believe you because Maybe they don't. Maybe that's what it is with you. But it's not just you that see this shit. It's me too. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Like,
I'm gonna just say they're persistent. How about that? Eagle. They got drive.
I just cannot look at my life. Okay, maybe you are better suited to tell me because you are a hoe. Or I'm sorry, rehabilitating hoe. But you used to do the same shit.
Well, I used to get raw, so I don't.
So what's the problem? But why were you like this?
Part of it was ego. But part of it, and then like I told you, you asked me something. You needed it for your book. You asked me a question. I forgot what my answer was. That hoe was fine though. Like, you want to make people feel something they've never felt. It's almost like a high. It's almost like a drug. Okay, and for me, it wasn't like I would never just like go sleep with a random person. It was always some type of, not to say like in love type stuff, but it would be like some sort of feelings involved of
or
some
attraction.
Sort.
Okay, so I understand that because the person that you know referring to is obviously attracted to you and everybody else in town. But that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously attracted to you, and that's why they try you.
Maybe. So, okay. Well, it started with a picture I put a while back, and then it was a they commented and then wrote me privately, and I was like, I told Bay about it, and I was like, well, they're not really like that. That's a good guy. You know, he wouldn't do that, blah, 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 blah. And fast forward to now, they are doing that.
Bitch ass nigga.
So then I was like, dude, like, if that, well, even now, I was like, dude, I'm a big girl. You like itty bitty. What you gonna do with me? He's like, I like big girls. But that's not the reason he gave me for, I'm not about to put her business out there. But yeah, so my girl's kind of heavier, you know, that's what I like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, well, they don't have nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing we can do. You can't pay a bill. You can't do, there's no, not to say I'm like prostituting or nothing like that, but I'm saying like there's nothing in this satisfying. I'm at that point in my life. If it's not benefiting me in any way, why would I risk the life I'm currently building with someone else?
Right.
For okay. A temporary situation. Back in the day, I was just and Jeannie, they talk about this on the real. Jeannie Mai was like, they were talking about how Cynthia Bailey's husband, I mean, fiance, has been married twice and he cheated on both his wives. So Jeannie was like, I couldn't be with a guy that cheated like that. And I was like, you're dating young Jeezy. Come on now. Right. You don't think he, but anywho. And that's been a concern of mine. Like when I got in my relationship, I was like, well, you know my past. I don't have my past. I don't hide it on here. I don't hide it with her. I don't hide it with nobody. So I was like, is that a concern? Like my past and me doing those things to you, blah, blah, blah. The answer is everyone has a past. You did what you did for whatever reason. I know your past relationship. I know what was going on. I get it. I'm not a cheater, but I understand why you did it. I did it. I just wasn't happy, but I wasn't in a position, like you were saying, first of all, financially, to leave. If I would have left, they would have struggled, and I don't want that. That's not my, that wouldn't have been my problem, but I don't think it would have been fair. So I stayed for as long as I did for whatever reasons. And I, in those years, I was trying to make it work, and times weren't always bad, and the relationship wasn't always bad. But when someone makes a change and then they go back to them old selves constantly, it's just not going to work. And I was doing right. The same thing. Like, she was going back to doing the shit she said she wouldn't do anymore, and I was doing the same thing. So it just wasn't going to work.
So but, there was no, in that relationship, there was no infidelity on both sides, right? It was just
well, after the breakup, it was I should have been with so-and-so. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So, but like, okay, so for instance, at one point, we were like really rocky. I wouldn't say we were together, but we were still living together. We went on vacations together, all this other stuff. So she was sending like nude pictures to somebody, one of her customers at the job she had at the time. And I found out. I didn't care though. So at that point as well, I knew if I don't care about you doing something like that, then I probably don't. Like, I just didn't care.
Right.
Like, Bae just told me somebody asked for her number, and I almost told you, we're going to have to resume this later because I got so fucking mad that someone just even asked for their number. So, like, so certain stuff I just didn't care about them doing. I was trying to find what was lacking in that relationship in other people and other situations, whether it be friendships, well, I lost a lot of friendships, but whether it be in other people, I was trying to find what was missing there. Like, I started messing with somebody that introduced me to their mom, and their family knew about me. They wanted me around for holidays. I wasn't getting that where I was. So I was just searching for little things in each one of these people I was messing with that I wasn't getting with her. And that just, okay. Oh, but that's the only way he would stop barking. Leave him alone.
I feel like, okay, I understand a little bit better because I feel like women cheat emotionally before they, you know, finally leave. And that's how I, you know, that's how I determine, you know, that, you know, if I'm going to leave or if I'm going to cheat, I gotta, you know, lose all of my feelings so that when I can go, it can be like an easy and clean break. And I just wanted to know that, like, what do these men, and I had a couple of guys that was willing to come on the podcast, but since the Rona breakout, they nobody coming over here.
So what's the guy's, I don't think a guy's reason, I mean, okay, so before,
I just wanted to know what's going through their mind, but you kind of explained it to me because, you know, when my children refer to you, they was like, Miss Shayla. And I was like, Miss Shayla is a whole ass nigga out here. That's a yeah, that's
a I was doing whole men things, but my yeah. husband was feeling. But like when we first got on the podcast, we talked about men cheating. I forgot what we said. Saint just messed me up. I think men do it just to do it, honestly.
Yeah, like there's no reason behind it.
We were talking about like how these females ain't checking up on their niggas. How's your morning going? Good morning. Right. How do you feel today? What's on your mind? And they get that from another woman, and it's like, shit, let me go on over here.
Yep, I got proposed to because I asked the nigga how his day went, and did you eat today? What you ate? You know, you should try to eat more healthy. You can't just live out of a bag of french fries all the time. You can't survive off of faux for faux. You gotta eat some real food, you know, because I showed interest. I had a whole nigga propose to me.
But I mean, a decent human being is gonna ask someone that they converse with. And yes, I said converse because conversate is not a word, people. I'm tired of y'all.
Conversate.
Okay. That they converse with. Like, if I talk to you regularly, I'm going to ask, how have you been? What have you been doing? You know, how
did you? I think, and it may have started like that. I'm pretty sure everybody does. I think just after a while, if you get comfortable with somebody, then that shit stops.
And that's the problem. You got to always act like, you need to treat a relationship like you can lose this motherfucker anytime.
And at the drop of a dime, I'm going to tell y'all something, niggas. Women pick up on these shifts and changes in energy. So you can think everything is fine, but if we pick up, like if you just walk past us, normally when you walk past us, you might, you know, say something, tap you on the booty or something like that. And then the first time you don't do that, like we think something is wrong. We think we fucked up. What did I do? Why is he treating me like this? So it's
Who is she?
Right. So it's all about, you know, you got to be consistent. And that goes for women too. Women, we got to be consistent. We got to be consistent too. Y'all women, please be consistent because I'm sick and tired of y'all husbands proposing to me. This shit don't make no goddamn sense. Sick and tired of y'all husbands proposing to me and taking me on birthday trips and all this other shit that y'all husbands be doing. I'm sick and tired of it.
Damn. My birthday trips.
Birthday trips, bitch. I didn't go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. It was my goddamn birthday on Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. That was somebody else's. We just didn't know it at the time.
Somebody old husband and didn't even know. I made his, you know what? I made his mom.
With his broke down shimmy. Go ahead.
I made his mother something, and I was going to give it to her. And so I'm pulling out, you know, because I'm preparing for this quarantine. So I'm pulling out like all of my jewelry making stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that. I make jewelry on the side too, but I'm pulling out all of my stuff, and I found this necklace that I made for her. And I started to post it on Facebook, and it was like, I made this necklace for my future mother-in-law. But she got a whole her son got a whole ass wife that can buy her a necklace or make her a necklace that look just like this. So who want it? But I had to calm myself down. I didn't post it, but I should have. But I'm just saying, y'all niggas ain't shit. I ain't met one nigga that was about shit. One.
What about your baby daddy? Not the real one, the other one.
Oh, you know what? He and I would be a perfect match for one another. But we are just like, we are perfect, like, chemistry, sexual chemistry is off the charts for us. Mm. He is somebody, but he and I, we are horrible for one another. Have you ever met somebody like that? Like, yes. You know, like, sex is the bomb, conversation is bomb, but we are just two horrible people for one another.
It's like toxic almost. It's kind of dangerous.
It is. We are horrible, and that's the only thing that we hate. I'm not going to say I hate. We hate that collectively about us. Like, we love everything about one another, but we know that we are just so wrong for one another. Everything else fits. It's just that, you know, he doesn't like, baby, you can't smile. A nigga can't smile at me. He thought, oh my gosh. Quick story. I had met a friend of his. I did not know that they were friends to the point to where, like, their kids were friends. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that they was friends like that, but his friend had put me in a position to where it would look bad. His friend asked me, he's like, are you from Louisiana? And I was like, yeah. He's like, why don't you, he's like, make me some of that, what's that stuff y'all be cooking down here, gumbo. And I was like, yeah. He's like, you know how to make that? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you ought to make me some and bring it to me. He said, because I just want some really good gumbo. I want some really, you know, good and authentic Louisiana food. And I was like, I am not the proper person to be asking, you know, to be making stuff like that, because I knew the relationship that I had with his friend. And I don't cook for him and his kids like that. I made a couple of things, you know, that I sent over to them because of the relationship that we have. We all have with one another, but I don't cook for him and his kids like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm not the right person that you should be asking this question, you know, to make that. And he just would not take no for an answer. Well, I wasn't going to do it. So in return, him and my baby daddy had a conversation, and that's how he found out that the guy had even asked me. And oh my God, this nigga was mad at me for a fucking month. Maybe
you told him no.
And I told him, he said he was upset that I didn't tell him about it. And I was like, I want you to be comfortable. And this was like in our beginning stages of our date. And I was like, I want you to be comfortable to know that, you know, when people press me or put me in a situation like that, that I know how to respond. I said, I know y'all are friends. I know y'all are good friends. I found it out later, but I know y'all are friends. I said, why would I put myself in that position and make and cook food for this person? I can't even look you in the face and tell you that I'm going to make this pot of gumbo and send over to such and such house. I said, it don't even make no damn sense. But like, that's just how, I don't want to say overprotective, because not only is he overprotective of me, but he is very jealous. Very jealous. It's so, but it's cute. I love it. I love that shit. I love how jealous he is about me. But realistically, like, I'm a nice looking person. He's very handsome. You're like, people are gonna, you know, people, somebody's gonna try you.
And that's what I was about to ask you. Like, I see people, they be like, it should be flattering when someone hits on your partner or whatever like that. And it is. It's like, shit, I know my motherfucker, my girl fine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's to be expected. And we've had that talk too. Like, I expect people to hit on you. You're attractive. I don't think I am, me personally, but people hit on me too. So it's like, we should expect it, almost be flattered. It's not like I'm insecure about it, but it does piss me off.
It does, me too. So I'm not insecure when he tells me that, okay, so this dude told me, he said, I met a girl that looks exactly like you. And get this, she does the same job that you do. And I said, nigga, you lying. And he was like, no, I promise. I swear to God. Like, he said, I had to go see her today. And he said, and I told her, you remind me of my baby mama. And I said, nigga, I said, first of all, you ain't allowed to go see that bitch no more. You know, I got real mad. And I'm all the way over here and he's all the way over there. So I know I can't really do nothing about it, but I'm upset. And I was like, first of all, you can't go see that bitch no more. I said, whatever the fuck is wrong with you, I can fix it. So I said, transfer your care to me. You can't go back to physical therapy wherever the fuck you at. You know, and he does the same with me, but he takes his overboard. Like, he gets really, really, really mad. Like I said, he didn't talk to me for about 2 months after that gumbo situation. And I was like, dude, you got to understand that, you know, I care enough about our relationship to know, you know, that I don't want to mess this shit up. And you know, I'm sure, like, past trauma and past, you know, infidelity in relationships plays a part. But I was like, you got to, you know, be willing to trust me to, you know, be able to, you know, handle situations, to shut certain people down and shit like that. And it, like I said, people, I'm on a military installation. It's married niggas out there trying to fuck any and everything possible, and I'm fine as fuck. So what do you expect? So we just knew that, you know, we love each other to death. If that nigga needed me tomorrow, I would be there today. And if I needed him today, he would have been here 48 hours ago. That's the kind of relationship that we have. But, you know, as far as being in a long-term relationship like that, we can't do it.
So could the distance be the reason why there's more jealousy? Maybe being together, it wouldn't be as bad.
No, because it was like that before the distance. You know, before, you know, when he was here, he was here for maybe 2 years when we were together. So when he was here, it was the same problem. You know, it was the same thing. He don't want nobody. He's like, you can't go see. Like, I had a guy, he was in my, you know, in my area. We were talking and one of my patients had came in. Well, he was already there, and like I'll send my patients to go do a warm up. I don't need to be in my patient's face while they riding a bike for 8 minutes warming up. I don't need to be like that. So during the 8 minutes, you know, I'm talking to him, and so the guy gets off the bike, and I was like, okay, you ready for me? And he was like, yeah. And that nigga said, I'm gonna text you later, and I was like, okay, talk to you later, babe. This nigga said, are you ready for me? He's like, you really asked. You know, this man, are you ready for me? And I was like, I didn't even think about what I said. Like, we always say that. This is the kind of environment that I work in. Physical therapy. Yeah, like physical therapy. Physical therapy. Are you ready? Yeah, are you ready to get started? He's like, yeah. He said, how the fuck you gonna ask this nigga, are you ready for me? I was like, well, first of all, I said, well, if I was asking sexually, I was like, only a hoe would do that. You know, like a prostitute or somebody or a stripper or something like that. But like I said, that nigga was just way too jealous of me to be able to do anything. But it didn't bother me that he was like that. I like the shit.
I like it too. I like, love, ooh, you don't I want love to have me. Okay.
I'd be loving that shit, but that's not conducive to a healthy relationship. I'd be loving that shit when niggas get jealous. Because somebody said, hey, this nigga looking at you too long. What the fuck going on over here?
Yeah.
I'd be loving that shit.
Like, we on the phone and somebody be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, hell no, they too friendly. I've been jealous like that with someone in my past. We were constantly in a cycle on and off. I'm talking about for like years. Like, motherfucking probably, what's this? About to be 14, well, not now, because we don't, but it would have been 14 years, meaning since 2006. So, I was in my past relationship or whatever, and this person was constantly in and out. At the time when me and that person got together, I had broke up with my ex, and then me and my ex ended up getting back together, blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, we were on a, they were in Lafayette, had to make a trip to Leesville. So I came down or whatever for Morrow, and we had a room and all this other stuff. She's actually there to get her hair done and all this other stuff. So anyways, we're in the room at the Hampton. That shit was nice too. But anyway, so it was like a lot of drinking. We was like hanging with a lot of people and stuff like that. So she was constantly on her phone, and And she's one of them people that's like not on her phone when she's around people because she thinks it's rude. She's like, why she was on her phone or whatever. So she got in the shower. She didn't have a code on her phone. I went through her phone. Dumb move. That motherfucker was texting somebody else, like, deep in feelings in it. Like, it was, we had a relationship where it was like, I know you love me, I love you, but you don't tell me. And I like people to tell me, like, tell me how you feel. I'm very verbal.
I am too. Like, bitch, you got to tell me you love me at least 5, 6, 7 times a day. Because I just like to hear it. It's reassuring.
Yeah, I have to have reassurance because I have low self-esteem. So, anywho, they got out of the shower or whatever. I was like, so you in love with this person? No, I was just doing it for fun. And they really weren't. It really was just them entertaining that person. But it pissed me off so bad. So I got in their face and they tried to walk away and I grabbed her arm and like she was about to swing on me. Like it got really bad. And that's literally, I think, the last time I saw them. That's how bad it was. Like, and we were kind of, they moved to Georgia now, but we were constantly in this cycle up until, I guess, this relationship. It was constantly a cycle of disappear for some months, then come back in. And it's like super intense because it was like I hate the word closure, but there was no closure, but feelings are still there. Nothing ever got, like, she had never moved on and found someone like me, quote unquote. And it was like the unknown, like, I know what we could be type thing. And it held on, we held on to that and we had this cycle. And it was low key toxic for all that time. But I literally put my hands on somebody because I got that fucking jealous. And I was like, ah, hell no.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work. Like, this not gonna work. Because in my mind, to me, they were attractive. And it's like, people are going to constantly approach you. You're a flirtatious person and you don't even realize it. So people are always going to approach you. And I hate to have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So I feel you. Like, I love you. You love him to death. He loves you to death. But it's going to be like some first 48 snap shit going on.
Right. It's just, it's better this way. And I don't think our relationship has suffered. Yes. I mean, we're not together, but this is somebody that I talk to every day. This is somebody that I tell I love you to every day. You know, he texts me good morning. He says I love you back, shit like that.
So do you think, do you think you could ever be with somebody else if you have him around like that, though? Like,
so here's the thing: I've been in two relationships since me and him. Since we broke up a little bit after he left. So I've been in two other relationships since then, and he's kind enough to respect the boundaries or whatnot. He's not allowed. He cannot date. He told me he couldn't do it. He can't do it. He's like, I know what I want. You know, but he hasn't dated, but my bitch has been out there. So,
is he having sex or no?
So I do believe at one time when I was with this last bitch ass nigga, he was, because he had asked me about, he was like, can I ask you something? And I was like, yeah, what is it? And he was like, it's about, you know, he said it's personal. He said, I know that you in a relationship, but it's personal. It's about us. And I was like, yeah. So he wanted me to describe the chemistry, sexual chemistry that he and I had, like how we just, you know, clicked and meshed together. And I was like, oh, so I'm telling him I'm going through the process. I'm going through what I feel when I'm with him. And he was like, that's what I was trying to explain to somebody else. He said, but she couldn't understand that. She was like, why is this person so much better than me? You know, why do you always compare me to this person? And he was like, I really feel like I'm
respectful. He compared, he telling the next bitch what's going on.
Yeah. He was like, he said, I really pissed her off. He said, and he's like, I can't get her to understand, you know, the sexual chemistry that you and I had, because we knew each other's body. We knew each other's vibes. We, you know,
Was it good?
Was it like, bitch, we connected on, he and I connected on like this. It's a whole nother level. And for some people, this may just be basic ass shit, but him and I connected differently, I guess, and it's different from what he's been with and different from what he's had after me. Like, we hold hands when we fuck.
Hey, I held hands this morning. Go ahead.
See, we hold hands. We look into each other's eyes.
Yes. Y'all leave each other to each other.
Right. If his body moves, if his body moves a certain way, I know how to pick up the rhythm or the flow so that our bodies move together. We know how to do all of that with each other. You know, it's not like rehearsed, it's not pushed, it's not forced, it's just fucking natural. And I don't think people, you know, I want to know the person that I'm with. I want to know what they react to. I want to know how they react when I do certain things. I want to know what you like, what your ass don't like, because if I find out what you like, where your spots is and all this other shit, I'm going to kill you, okay?
I'm hitting that shit, nigga.
Right. That I'm going, like, straight attack mode. And so that's what we did. We studied one another. We knew one another. We questioned one another. We would sit back and we would talk after, you know, like, after we were done. It's like, okay, what was
this? Did you like this? Did you like this? Yeah.
We broke the shit down. And so that's what made for a better relationship with us.
Can y'all get married, please? Because all y'all niggas that think y'all doing this, y'all don't really do it.
Yeah. That's
reading someone's body.
Yes.
It's very rare, even though you think you're doing it, because you're not.
Right.
You knew that you're gnawing on the cat and it hurts.
Yes, it hurts a lot when you
suck. Well, sometimes when you get to that point, sucking hard is good. But that's neither here nor there. It depends on the person. It depends on the person. It's called body language. Yeah.
And I don't like, me personally, I am not, I don't like my breasts to be stimulated. You can lick a couple of times, but I don't need you to be there for 5 minutes. After 2.5 minutes, I'm bored and I'm ready to go.
Really? I've made someone nut off for sucking their titties.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Well, I mean, and I try to think that maybe it's the person, but I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me at all.
It is the person. Because for some people, with me, it hurts. And they literally might do what someone else does, but other people, it doesn't. I think it's the person.
So I'm like, this shit hurts. So he and I, like, that's how we connect. Like, that's what we did. We broke each other down to the point to where, you know, we knew each other. And even though he and I have not I've talked to him and we've been very disgusting on FaceTime with one another, but physically touched and been with him, I haven't been with him since 2000 and I want to say 18.
Nigga, so, why you ain't catching a flight? Like, what are we doing? Where he at? You want me pay for it?
Bitch, because the Rona. I can't go anywhere.
Nigga, the Rona just came. What is your excuse?
We were actually waiting. We were actually planning on doing something together this month after I got back from Houston. We had already planned it, but this shit happened. We were waiting for
summer.
We had been planning this for a while. So, but he had a couple of big things going on with him at work that he wanted to finish, and I knew that I was trying to go to Houston and be a whole wholesome ass hoe out here.
Man, put your book out.
Yeah, okay. And it was some things that I wanted to take care of on my end as well. So we had already planned it, but the Rona has pushed those plans to the side.
Well, we need the Rona to come on so he can push on inside you. Pushing out of you.
Right. But like, I haven't, we haven't been together since 2018, we first got together in 15, and this was like a weekly, nightly thing for us. So now, you know, us being apart from since when we linked back up in 2018, it was just like the motherfucker never left.
Yeah,
it was like there was no break, and I do remember him telling me about that, and he was trying to explain it to the person that he was dealing with, and she just could not. She was upset. I think she was more mad at my ass, and I didn't even know who the fuck she was. Then she was at him, and I was like, "Well, I can't." I said, "What kind of dusty bitches is you fucking with?" I said, "That's why you're not allowed to be with nobody. You're not supposed to have sex with nobody but me." And he was like, "But you got a whole fiance," and I was like, "You right." I said, "Go ahead, do you be great." So,
damn, ain't nothing like sex. Ain't everything, but when you have sexual chemistry like that, boy, goddamn, this shit is addicting.
Yeah, very. Fair.
Got me replaying my morning.
I done left work. I done had to leave work. I was like, hey, meet me at the house.
Yes, indeed. My nigga.
Yes, this nigga. I love this nigga to death.
Mm. You, whoever. I don't know who you are. But shout out. Sir. Sure.
Yes. Shout out to my baby daddy.
Shout out to her baby
one. I'm a real
no, fuck that nigga. Anyway.
My fake one.
No, don't fuck him. Fuck the other one.
My fake baby daddy.
Your real baby daddy can go to hell.
My fake baby daddy. So, yeah.
Can you hear me, nigga?
Yeah, I hear your bitch ass.
I had a phone call. I had to ignore it. Spam.
Is you done drinking?
I've been done, nigga.
Oh, my bad.
I just had a little glass. You know, I got to work tomorrow.
What you had? That peach crown?
No, the peach crown has been gone. I'm talking about when I would get home, Bay would have the, Bay is home. Can't teach. Had the shots ready for my weeks have been long, and then the Rona happened, and it ain't no better.
Yeah.
They have been really like, I'm working 65 hours a week every week.
Ew.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do like 80, 90, but I was like, I'm not this job. I'm talking about like when I was younger, like in retail. I was younger, though. That's the key word. I'm old now. I can't be doing that shit no more.
Right. We got time.
And then I get up extra early, so it's different. It's just different. Yeah. Like, but them shots will be ready for me when I got home.
That's dope. I need a man. You like that?
Yeah.
Just to have a glass of that Stella Rosa Black.
A meal and a shot. Ready when I get home. It's a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Won't need to.
I need to put that out there. I need to manifest that. I need to put that out there. Speak that shit into existence. I need all that. But I need you to not be married. And I need you not to be a bitch ass nigga.
Shit.
I know I'm asking for a lot. I'm just asking for you not to be married and not to be a bitch ass nigga.
That's kind of simple though.
Bitch, that's all. That's for these niggas, that's asking a lot.
And have a job, goddamn. I guess that falls in the bitch ass nigga category.
Yeah, I think it would. Like, that's a subcategory to the bitch ass
nigga. Yeah.
I went, oh my gosh. So, me and the pony went to, okay, first of all, I know we are way over time. Yeah. But
I shout out to the pony, though.
Yeah, the pony be holding it down.
I need a wreath. So, what are you doing?
Huh?
I need a wreath. What are we doing? She's still making the wreaths?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't send it, though. Never mind. I don't need it because you might send a corona with it. Go ahead.
Bitch, well, after the Rona, you can get the reef. I got mine before Mardi Gras, so I was good.
Okay.
But anyway, so what do you think of when you hear we're having a spoken word night and we want you guys to come out? What do you think you're going to hear at spoken word?
Poetry.
Thank you. Me and the pony, I called the pony. I was like, hey. I was like, one of my patients invited me to this like spoken word night over here. You want to roll with me? She's like, yeah, I'll come. I'll meet you down there. So I was
like we snapping instead of clapping. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, bad bitch, we going. So I done got fucking dressed to the T, bitch. Cause I'm thinking it's gonna be like this lounge type atmosphere. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I still wanna be cute. So I mean, I ain't like, I'm not like cute, but I done got dressed for the occasion. Okay.
Okay.
So, we come up to this bitch, girl.
A rap
this, that's what the fuck it was. It was niggas rapping they songs that they had wrote 5 minutes. This nigga got up there talking about some, these niggas was messing up. Talking about some, my bad, y'all, I'm kind of nervous. And this one nigga talking about he just started rapping the other day. I was like, God. Bitch, the other day.
The other day?
He said, I just started rapping like 2 days ago.
Oh my God. Was he old?
No, these are all young kids. Are all young kids. So, first of all, I was really upset that nobody... I was expecting poetry and shit.
And like espressos and one single candle in the middle of tables and shit.
Yeah,
love
no.
I type shit.
I was not expecting to come and listen to somebody demo. You know, I was we was basically listening to unsigned rappers the whole night. Everybody was a fucking rapper. God one damn. Guy sung. One guy was singing. He sounded a hot ass mess. They had another chick that was up there doing like poetry and shit. I mean, no, she wasn't doing poetry. She was a comedian. She was doing stand up comedy. Her ass wasn't fucking funny. I was so, 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 so mad. So I told the pony, I said, you know what? I said, I'm coming back to the next one that they have, because I think they only do it like once a month. I said, I'm coming back to the next one they have. And then when I come, I said, I'm going to perform and I'm going to read a poem that I'm going to write. And it's going to be called Don't Be a Bitch Ass Nigga.
Hey.
I just got to work on it. But with the Rona, I'm pretty sure they're not having one this month.
Where does this happen at?
So this happens at a barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah, they take all the chairs and booths and stations down. And they pull out chairs, like lounge type chairs. They had like couch in there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They sell $3 plastic cups of Moscato.
Okay. They didn't have no coffee, so they have coffee.
No, they didn't have any coffee. $3 cups of Moscato. They got $5 to get in. I think it's free if you're a performer.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I was excited because, like, one of my patients invited me, and she didn't tell me that she was a rapper. I thought that she was going to do, like, poetry, because she said it was spoken word.
Everyone knows what spoken word means.
Yeah, I figured that out the hard way. I found out the hard way. So I was like, okay. I said, okay, bet. I said, I'm going to come see you. You know this bitch didn't even come speak to me?
I know you lying. Have you seen her since then?
No, I have not, but she saw me at, I know that bitch seen me at that thing. Her song was that she did was whack anyway. That bitch can't rap.
Damn. Megan No Stallion. Ain't that some shit?
Now, yes, No Stallion. Now her wife had a ghetto ass song. She just started rapping the other day. But her wife had this little ghetto ass, wretched ass song.
Mm-hmm.
That shit kind of went hard. I said, oh shit. Me and the pony was at the table bouncing. I said, I like this ghetto shit.
It's because your ass is ratchet, nigga.
Yeah. Everybody else was whack. Her song was okay. It wasn't. I could tell she was nervous and like she's new at it because she forgot her lyrics or whatever and shit. But like I said, the beat was nice and she just came out the gate just like going hard. I'm a real ass bitch. I said,
hey, that's all you got to start off with. Hey.
Mm-hmm. I like this. I said, oh, I like this ghetto shit.
We gonna give bitch, me and you my theme song.
Bitch, me and you can go up there. Hey. Yes, too, bro. Yes.
Hey. Y'all ain't gotta like our theme song. That shit hot. Every time I hear it, I'm like, man, this shit fire.
Yeah,
I love the rapper school too. God damn, I get it now. I really get it. I understand why y'all still rap at the age of 42. I understand.
Yeah, because we had fun. It was a lot of fun making the song. We had fun making the Christmas one too.
Yeah, we were drunk though. We were really, well, you were really drunk for the Christmas
one. I was really drunk. You was chilling. I was really drunk.
I need Derrick to bring my ass to the deal.
Yeah. After the don't bring the Rona with you though,
nigga. Y'all got more cases going floating around.
So, I was just talking to the pony, and the person that tested positive for the Rona here actually lives in DeRidder.
Oh,
their doctor is just the Leesville doctor.
Okay,
so we are still at zero.
Okay,
we just had somebody test positive at the hospital. Now, I heard it was somebody else, but I don't know nothing about this other person. They said it was supposed to be two people.
Well, I just found out somebody down the street from me got the Rona. Because it's a map that pop up, and it has red dots of the location. So I zoomed in. I said, wait a minute. It's literally on my street, but it's like down the way, probably 2 miles up the road.
Damn.
They have their exact house, like where they live. And it's right by the neighborhood market that we shop at. So I was like, oh, shit. Nigga coughed on the goddamn.
But that shit, that's stuff that people need to know, because I feel like a lot of people that have it, you know, they done been to work and they done been to the store and everything, but we don't know exactly who these people are because of, you know, the HIPAA laws and stuff. And I don't feel like you got it, you know, necessarily, you don't have to, you know, tell the person's name. But we do need to know that, hey, this person worked at such and such. So all the people, if you've been to this place between these dates, you were possibly exposed to the shit.
Or but if that you was have it, panic. I know there's HIPAA law, so the hospitals, doctors, or whatever can't release it. But if you have it, let your community know that you have it.
Right.
Yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I live here and I have it.
if people would do that, I think that would help stop the spread of it too. But people won't. They get it and then they just be quiet. They post all that shit before they get it. And then be like, oh, I'm sick and I got on a mask and I got on gloves and all this shit. And then after they get it, they got the positive diagnosis, they go AWOL.
Yeah, like let your community know, man. Like, especially let them know. Shit, almost like when you get tested for STD, HIV, you gotta let all the people you done slept with know.
Yeah, you supposed to let everybody that you slept with know. That's a fucking law.
Yeah, like, so let them not know where you been. Like, hey, I went to store this day, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, I went to motherfucking church. Like, whatever. Yeah. Let everybody know.
Yeah, I would feel a little bit more at ease if they would at least do that. If you don't want to, you know, put the person's name out there, at least tell us, okay, this person works here, or this person, and they said that they traveled here, they've been here. So if you were there at these places, you were possibly exposed, so I know where to keep my black ass from around.
Right. I think they should make an exception considering this is a pandemic going on. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah, we don't get paid that damn much. It's above our pay grade.
Way above. Goddamn. But if you outbreak monkey, you need to let us know where you live or where you be. Goddamn.
Please, if you got the Rona, let me know, nigga. Tell me so I can make sure I stay from around your motherfucking ass.
Speaking of outbreak monkey, if y'all ain't seen the movie Contagion, go watch that shit. This is literally
what's that?
It's literally what's happening right now. It started with a bat. It transferred to a motherfucking pig. The pig got eaten at a restaurant. Well, the blood of the pig was on the chef, and he shook hands with the woman, and she caught this motherfucking virus, and it spread like wildfire.
Bitch, what channel did that come on?
I bought it. I had to buy it on Prime Video. It was $4, $3.99.
Oh, that ain't bad. I'm gonna check it out.
Lawrence Fishburne, Matt Damon. I think it came out like 2011.
But Amazon gave me a $15 credit, so I'm gonna go get it.
Oh yeah, go buy that. But it's literally like me and Bae was looking at each other like, this is what the fuck is happening right now. Like they were quarantining and all this other bullshit. Also, because we are way out of time. Wash your ass,
please,
before you go to these stores. If I smell one more funky adult. I'm staying wearing PJs to the store because it'd be early in the morning trying to get in and out. But at least wash your funky ass, brush your teeth, wash your hair, do something.
Please.
Because if I smell one funky grown up in this damn store, smell like
I got a whole
coochie.
That's disgusting. I have a whole go out outfit. Like, this is the outfit that I wear if I'm going outside. And when I come in the house, I take that bitch off and I change into something else.
That works too, but it ain't even about what they got on. If you want to wear your PJs,
it's just about
PJs. Wash your ass. Yeah, like I put on Facebook, the quarantine does not apply to your bathtub. Please use
hell no.
That soapy, the soap is fine. It will. Please,
get you some Dial. That shit clean everything.
You sanitizing your hands, but ain't sanitizing your ass. What we doing?
Your ass. That's a shame. Stanky booty ass people in the store.
Grown folk.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say what color most of them are, but grown folk.
We already know it's the same color of the people that's up and buying up all goddamn tissue and shit.
Okay. But as long as you know.
We already know. Okay. Emily.
God damn it, nigga. I didn't say that. She said
I did.
It.
I said it. Emily did it.
Okay. She did. Yeah. Y'all brush your teeth. Cause you yawn and sit down the house, and I almost passed out the other day.
You know when your breath stinks, cause your whole mouth don't taste right when your breath.
You get tasted. That's what.
Yes.
And do a self check sometimes. Just.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you know when your breath stinks, cause your whole mouth don't taste right.
I be like, ooh, I got hunger breath. When you're hungry, your breath stinks. You taste it.
Now, wait a minute. Something is wrong. I need to go to the
God damn. Go get some mouthwash, son. I can keep mouthwash in the trunk, but that's another story for another day.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to talk about that next week. We may talk about it sooner since we're probably going to be on a lockdown if they put us on a lockdown and then we don't have anything to do.
Well, I'm essential, so I'll be there. But we can, whenever you want to, you know. I'm here. I'm available. I've missed you, you know.
Perfect. Yeah.
Nigga, miss me back.
Bitch, I already told your fuck ass I missed you. Why I gotta tell you on the podcast?
Oh. Cause we just talking about verbal reassurance, nigga. Goddamn, that applies.
I forgot who the fuck you were, nigga. This nigga, oh, this the same nigga that got mad at me because I didn't tell them that I didn't text back. No, this nigga blew me a kiss on text message, and I didn't blow one back. Same nigga, the same. You ain't got my business out there. Who I was talking to?
You ain't gotta put my business out there.
This nigga, nigga, you was upset. I said, what is wrong with this bitch?
I love you. That's what's wrong.
We had already talked, and I was like, okay, so if normally when somebody send me a little emoji like that shit, that's the end of the conversation, not with this bitch.
See, that's what's wrong. You used to that shit. That ain't how it work.
I'm sorry, my bad. I'm gonna have to do better. I'm sorry.
God damn, if I kiss you, you kiss me back.
I'm sorry, nigga.
Damn it. All right, nigga.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the TBH Podcast with Shayla and Abo. Don't forget to subscribe to us using Google Podcasts, Spotify, or using the Anchor app.